You're listening to the show about 300 episodes? What? Tut. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
It sounds to me like the slivers reaching into reality and changing things is just a natural course of things that happens on some kind of cycle over many, many years, you know? It's probably everything's fine, and we don't have to do anything to stop it.
No!
No, yeah, because things probably thousands and thousands of years ago, there were probably some slivers that changed reality. And for us to just assume that us that we have a responsibility and a power to change things at that level, you know, I think it's a false alarm. I think you're alarmists.
Oh my God.
Also, I've got other theories too. For one, I think Eldritch Blasts are turning the Grung gay.
What? Whoa, I think I maybe saw that on Twitter, man.
On mine, I came up with it, and I just decided to use it now, also. Do you know that theory, Glenn Beck's conspiracy theory about...
I don't know what the Grung is.
Chemicals... Oh, Grung is like frog-like creatures in D&D.
Okay.
So, but his theory, like his conspiracy theory was that like chemicals are turning the frogs gay.
Nice. Very nice.
So the D&D correlate is Eldritch Blasts are turning the Grung gay.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Get Glenn Beck out of here!
So like
not here.
That might be
not here.
Oh God.
That might be true, I guess, but like that first thing, I don't think so, man. Like this is something out of this world, literally. This ain't like fucking, you know, naturally occurring forest fires where like forests like burn like as a natural way of sort of suppression and regrowth or whatever. Like, it's not like that.
This isn't a no mud, no lotus type situation.
No.
You know what? You convinced me. I think cool. This is important, and I am no longer a despicable conspiracy theorist.
Wow.
Because I don't find that a tenable arc to play. Nor a desirable one.
Yeah. Oh, God.
A sliver denier.
Sliver denier!
Oh, gosh.
I mean, this is bad. So Tivoli's gone, but Gully's End is here, right?
Yeah.
What?
I didn't do this, man. If you're mad, like, fucking take it out of these goddamn slivers, right?
Like, momentarily thinks about inviting Will to Gully's End and realizes what a bad idea that is for him to say those words that he doesn't say it.
Yeah, you guys, like, you gotta fucking go to, like, these places. It's probably gonna be pretty clear, like, where these slivers are fucking with shit.
Yeah, speaking of those places, what was the fourth one you said?
Tapper Down, I think. I don't know.
Tapper Down.
I was just listing them in, like, counterclockwise order, you know?
Like, geographically?
Yeah. Widdershins, you know?
I think I've probably heard of most of these places.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You've, like, fucking been to them all, man.
Yeah, I have. You've been everywhere, man.
You've been everywhere.
So, Roscoe's been to Gully's End?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I've been to Carnivore. I've been to Tapper Down. I've been to Bufflin. Yeah, I've been to Gully's End.
Yeah.
I could be your guide, guys. I could be like your little guide guy. Guys.
Yay.
Your name isn't Galvar.
Eldritch Blast is making the guide guy gay.
Guide guy is gay. Well, I wonder what Rafina's up to. And Roscoe blows some little bubbles to create little, like...
to cover the screen.
Edit bubbles, like cutting to another scene bubbles.
But it's just to cover up a fart.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the fart bubble is yellow because it has mustard gas in it.
That's a violation of the Geneva Convention.
Oh, I got some theories about the Geneva Convention, though.
Uh-oh. Some teary gas.
Some theories.
What is Rafina doing?
Yeah. What is Rafina doing? Let's, like, think about it. So, Rafina, you're there in the river.
The river.
Oh, by now, I've already gone back to my house.
Yeah? You're just going?
No. I'm a little... No.
You're verklempt?
I'm not ready to revisit my home.
Okay.
Because I'm a little confused.
Yeah, me too. So, you're there. Are you just standing in the river? Like, what are you doing?
I'm standing in the river and I'm yelling, Will.
Oh.
All right.
Will!
I get chills down my spine. I'm just like, somebody somewhere is yelling my name.
I'm a little nervous that in the old, like, the parallel universe, that the serial killer Rafina is going to come through and kill the party while I'm not there.
Oh, my God!
Or comes through and faces you down in the river. You have this epic, kung fu battle, waist deep in water.
Yeah.
It's amazing. We've got these.
And it's completely over by the time we arrive.
Yeah.
Uh huh. And you don't know which one won.
And we don't believe you.
We don't even believe you
that you had the fight.
We have to somehow, punch each other while we both have inner tubes around our waist. This is really comical.
Adorable. One of you has a fondant goatee.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you're yelling Will, and yes. after a couple minutes, you hear very faintly, Rafina?
is that Mo? Mo? Are you there, Mo? It's me, Margaret. Just kidding.
Mogret.
It's not Margaret.
Mogret.
Mogret. Nice. Yeah, there's a little bend in the river upstream, and around the corner comes a boat you recognize. It's the dang version.
The ding version
of your ding dang dong boat. Ding
it's
is
dingy.
Smaller. Dang is the big one, and then dong makes it go back to a box. Standing at the prow is in fact Mo.
Oh, I'm so happy to see you. Where's that lady?
Huh? Oh, she here.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, me have her tied up down in
still,
dock.
Huh?
Yeah, she kept trying to run.
Oh,
where'd the dam go? The lake that you were in.
I kind of remember, but it's weird. Like, I don't know. I thought maybe you'd tell me what's going on. My head feels weird. Like. It's like things were there, but not there. It's kind of weird and scary. Oh. What's wrong with my throat?
Oh, oh no.
Sorry. I just had lunch. It was very slimy.
Ooh.
I hope you didn't eat the anglerfish.
Anglerfish? No, I did not meet him.
Oh, no.
Did you meet him?
And I would love for you to meet him. He's so goofy.
Oh, yeah. You meet him? Oh, where is he?
Oh.
Will he see
me? Well, I think he's on the other side of this parallel universe wall that I poked through. It's very strange. I am not sure how to find the rest of the party because it's a long story. It's a very long story.
So are you saying that, like, this, like, weird thing in my head is, like, the dam is, like, one world, and, like, this place without the dam is another world, and the anglerfish I so very much wanted to meet and was, like, almost the exclusive reason for coming with you is on the dam side of this, and I have no way to get there?
Oh, Mo, I don't want to break your heart, so I'll just
but
say...
But yes.
So I'm just going to lie and say, no, that's not true at all.
Oh, okay.
But I'm lying. Sorry.
Oh.
But Mo,
yeah.
That means that maybe we don't have to keep her tied up anymore. Halula! I go up and I say, hi, who am I? I'm on the boat, by the way.
Huh? You're Rafina.
No, I'm talking to the person tied up.
Oh, she's down below. You want to see her?
Yes.
She's okay. She's probably sleeping. Not much else you could do down in the dark.
I just want to see if her brain changed too.
Okay. So
yeah, yell down the hole, but she's gagged too, isn't she?
He said, no, she's not gagged. Hey, answer. It's okay.
Oh. Hi, remember me?
Yes.
Can you tell me who you think I am?
You've got a very distinctive voice. You're Rafina.
That's right. Good job. Now, do you know how many people I've killed recently?
No, I haven't been around you. How
well,
many?
I mean, like, in the last, like, 2 weeks or year.
Are you a serial killer?
Let me ask a different question. Are you scared of me?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm supposed to be or should be.
All right. We're in a weird liminal space here, it appears, Mo.
Yeah, me and Mo have been talking about this. We don't really get it.
Aww. Okay. Well, we have to figure this out. So let's get out of this boat and head to the Desert Mothers, and maybe we'll find the other people on the way.
Desert Mothers? They're scary.
Oh.
Yeah, they are. But that is where the knowledge comes. You have to be willing to seek it.
Can I just go home?
Okay. Bye.
Do you want to
untie now?
Oh my god, she just
left.
Are you sure?
I love it.
Well, yeah, there's no reason to keep you.
I trust
Rafina. We don't need extra NPCs. You can go.
Okay. Thanks. Mo, I hope your rash clears up.
Oh, no.
If you want to stay, you're welcome to.
I don't think so. I am scared of Will.
Yeah, he's kind of a special case sometimes. But I have to warn you, I don't know if this is the bear toggle you'll remember. Or maybe it will be. I guess we're all confused. Never mind. I untie her.
Yeah, I'll figure it out, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm going to go back to town. I guess if you need me, you can try to find me. I'm in... No, I think I'm just going to go.
Yep.
And she starts going downriver, wading, swimming.
Oh my gosh, she's just swimming.
No, I guess she would go to the bank and walk. That probably makes more
she
sense.
She just walks away in the river.
Well, that's where the town is. The city.
You need a towel!
Okay. What are we doing? We were still just talking.
So you guys, like, do you want anything? Like, I mean, I, like, regurgitated up a cool stick to save your friend, and like I made it so you could not drown. Do you want anything, man?
Can I touch you?
Yeah, man. Which part do you want to touch?
Huh?
Your fin.
Sure.
Right. Bathog swims over and
He sticks it out.
Touches your fin.
Okay.
I touch the fish. Ooh.
When I think about you, I touch the fish.
Yes.
That's what it was. Nice job.
Yeah, the fin is like actually kind of a little warm, which is weird for a fish. But it's not a bad warm.
I just know I won't see the fish again, so this is my chance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like this is a bear toggle god.
Yep.
So, yeah.
That's nice, man. I love you, man.
Now I'm picturing a Sistine Chapel painting of Bathwax's finger reaching out and touching the angrifish's fin.
Amazing. That's awesome. Oh, amazing.
Do you want to touch my fin, guys?
Why would I want to touch your fin?
Oh, no.
No, thank you.
Cool. Legit, man. Consent, right?
Yeah.
In this episode, Will rolls his eyes at consent.
Well, because he very much agrees, but he definitely doesn't want to be like, yeah, consent.
Why do you think I said it?
Yeah, that's very good.
I think anything the fish says, Will's going to disagree with.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem. He's very angry at the fish for no reason, really, at this point.
Dude, you seem like angry at me, man. I'm sorry if I did something to like hurt you or whatever. I'd love to make amends if I could.
You can't make amends. You didn't do anything. You're just a freaking fish at the bottom of a lake and I have to save you for no reason. I don't understand why I'm still here. It's not cool. I'm angry about it.
You don't have to be, man. You could go.
No, I'm saying, why am I in this world? Why can't my life be more simple?
What's simple, man?
Being back at home. That's it.
You seem like your life... I don't think you'd be happy if your life were simple, man.
Well, it's not simple at home. It's not actually simple. I'm just saying I simply want to go home.
Oh, good one, man. You set me up.
That was not a joke. I just want to go home.
No. Hey, that was pretty funny. Good job, Will.
Yeah, man.
Simple, simply, right?
Yep. Meta Pie Man.
Simple Simon, Meta Pie Man. I don't know what that is.
It's okay.
Must be from another world, huh?
Maybe.
How many worlds are there? What?
Infinite, man.
Gross. This is just awful news. I hate this news so much because how do I ever know if I'm in the right place?
You'll know, man. You knew you were in the wrong one.
I didn't immediately. I thought it was great. We were walking out of a crappy valley.
Yeah.
And it was good. And now I don't know what to do.
You immediately
Another
met.
Another crappy valley Sunday. I'm giving away all my recap ideas.
I know. Yeah.
Are you next?
I think I am next.
It's going to be a medley.
I like it.
So like what? Like, I want to like be there for you guys, like as much as I can be. I feel like, so like, do you think like I should say like, go then, and then you guys can go? Like, are you waiting for like my cue? Like it's totally cool if you want to just like hang out for like forever, man. But like, I also feel like you don't want to be here. So like, if you need me to be like, you are released or whatever, like, cool, yeah.
We don't need that. Just hold on. Just hold on.
Yeah, what can you do? Like, what you keep saying, what do we want? Like, what can we ask for? Assemble Tivoli for me next door so I could live next to Rafina. Not really. I don't like this climate. But for real, I want to just, can you just manifest what I know back?
Like, if it were me, like, full whatever, like, yeah, man, I could. I'm not there yet, though, dude.
Yeah, well, while. That's very convenient.
No, it's not. We've had this conversation
What's a while?
Before.
How long would I have to wait here?
Probably, like, for that, I don't know, like 100 years, man.
Great.
I could make like a scale model.
What will make this easier? What kind of things do we have to beat? Do you know anything about what's... Okay, what about this? And I pull up my leg. And I'm like, what the hell is this? Pull up my leg. I pull up my pants leg.
Oh, you got stung by the warping scorpion, dude.
Oh, you know everything, don't you? What the hell does this mean?
Well, look at it. You could tell. I mean, I can. Sorry. Yeah, you might not know. I mean, you can't, like, see your ankle, right?
Uh-huh.
It's like... It's not going to, like, get worse than what it is. And, like, you could probably, like, do some weird, like, warping shit. It's not going to, like, kill you or hurt you. Does it hurt?
No.
Okay. Like, I mean, I could probably put it back the way it was. You want me to?
Is it good? Is it going to rot me from within?
No, like, it is what it is. Like,
because this
good,
happened
man.
At a really weird moment.
When?
I look at Roscoe and Bathwack. Say there was a god I knew in my old town that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
God, I don't know. You know what? I can't ask this question.
Yeah, if you can't ask a question to yourself, you probably can't ask anybody
else. I can ask it to myself. I just don't want to say it out loud. It's private. Just saying that this scorpion seemed to, this thing happened at a very weird time when I saw another god too. A god I was not expecting to see.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. So tell me what this is all about.
You got stung by the warping scorpion, man. Like, he's like a scorpion that can warp, man, and he, like, stings shit because he's still a scorpion. Like, he probably, like, scared him.
I didn't do anything. I was just there.
I don't know. Maybe he was, like, going somewhere, didn't know you were there, got surprised and stung you. Maybe he was just fucking around. Maybe he had a bad day. I don't know. But, like, you're fine. Like, you're good. Like, it probably hurt when it happened, right?
Yes.
But, like, you're good now. Like, the wound is fine. So, like, you've got, like, some warping scorpion juice in you or whatever.
What does that mean?
It means, like, you can't see your ankle and you can fucking probably do some warping shit.
That's it?
Yeah. I mean, I could take it away. It's not going to hurt you. But if you, like, if you really like how that ankle looked, man, I mean, I get that.
I mean, I like...
I've always wondered how I'd look with ankles.
No, you can't take my ankle.
What? No, no, no.
Anklerfish. If I had ankles instead of angles, man.
Yeah, like where like the leg meets the foot. That's an angle, man. Do you think that's why ankles are called ankles? Because they form an angle?
Oh, shit.
A cute ankle.
Aww. Such a cute ankle.
Who are you, Quentin Tarantino?
Nice.
Abby, do you know who that is?
Yes!
Do you know he has a foot fetish?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
She would not know that.
Yes!
Oh, does no, a foot fetish extend to the ankles?
I don't know. It was a little bit of a stretch.
It's pretty close. It's part of a foot, right?
There's got to be a line somewhere, right?
I want to meet the foot fetishist who is, like, just, like... repelled by ankles. And it's just like, don't show me your fucking ankles.
That's not what Abby was saying.
I'm not here for that.
Always long pants.
I just want the foot. Ankle can go fuck itself.
Yeah.
But I don't want to watch.
Oh, the anklerfish. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to send a message to the anklerfish and its brain if I can. Will
that
work?
Do you want to do it privately?
Oh.
Yeah, I do.
Do you want to just type it there?
I'll just, can we just mute ourselves for a second?
Yeah.
I'll just mute them for a second.
My mic is going
to
be off now.
We need to mute them, babe. You can't turn your mic off.
Then they can't hear us. Oh, then the players can't hear us.
OMG.
So should we just deafen ourselves?
No, I'll just mute. We can just mute. I'll mute Discord. Okay, we're muted. They can't hear us.
Okay.
Oh, they did it.
Okay. Will, because he was looking at Pathwack and Roscoe, he doesn't want them to hear. He sends a message to the anglerfish talking about what's Zolbardia. He says, How is Zolbardia here?
And you get a reply. He says, so man, like, Zolbardia is real, dude.
No, he isn't.
Yeah, he is.
How is he real? I made him up.
Yeah. Do you remember how I said, like, what's the one thing I want you to take away from meeting me? What did I say? Do you remember?
Believe in yourself.
Yeah, man. Belief is fucking power, dude.
Yeah, I know. I know that, but...
You made people believe in Zolbardia, man. Zolbardia is real.
Well, that isn't great, I don't think.
Why, man? I like the idea of forgiveness.
First of all...
I hope you can forgive me.
For what?
For not helping as much as you wanted me to. Can you?
Oh, stop talking to me like that. This makes me nervous. I'm looking. He looks at Roscoe and Bathwack nervously, and I guess this is a silent exchange that's happening. And it's like,
So, yeah, this is clearly there's something going on between the anglerfish and Will. This is a long silence. And then Will looks at Bathwack and Roscoe.
And then we can keep talking if they don't want to do anything right away.
Okay, bye. Don't be nervous, man. We're all good. I told you I love you, right?
Okay, great. Well, can you... Hey, you know what? I don't really want you to swim closer to me.
All right. I won't.
But can you tell me why I have magical powers?
Oh, yeah, man. Sure.
Oh, my God. What? Okay.
I don't need to fucking swim closer, dude. It's clear, like... Right. So, you know how, like, you were like, oh, I don't have magic, right? And then you, like, did. But then it was like you were... doing, like, it was from, like, this bad thing or whatever, right? So, like, that wasn't what you have now, right? It's different.
Right.
Right. So, like, what you've got is, like, this, you having that sort of unlocked this thing in you, man, like, that you've always had. You've probably felt it sometimes, like, you have, like, a magic to you. That's like part of you.
And this sounds like an inspirational speech that
No. Like it's genetics, man. Like,
oh no. What?
Yeah. It came from your dad, dude.
What?
Do you say that out loud?
Yes.
All right. So there's the silence, right? And then all of a sudden.
What?
Will says that out loud.
Yeah, that seems about right.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, Alex missed the what? He didn't realize you're back.
He just said what?
Well, he didn't just say what.
Just said what? I was like, what?
He just said what?
So there's all this silence, what? And then Will goes, what?
Out loud.
So while that was happening, can Bathwack and Roscoe have been sitting off to the side like... playing the game where, like, we're acting out what they're messaging to each other. So, like, who do you want to be? Do you want to be Will or the anglerfish?
I'll be the anglerfish.
All right. Okay. So I'll be Will. All right. And I'm messaging to you. look at his face. He's probably like, how can I make my mustache cooler?
And then Patrick goes, oh, this is a podcast.
Yeah, he takes his, see it.
He folds his arms in the shape of a mustache and then stretches them out like flippers and pushes himself through the water.
Like it's a swimming mustache.
Bathwack, you realize this is a podcast, by which I mean that the whole point of this game is that we're saying out loud what we can't hear them saying to each other.
I know. I think the angler probably communicated that with his love. Like, he didn't use words.
Well, what did he communicate?
But Will, like, somehow then gets this feeling, like, his mustache.
Beth, like, you said you wanted to be the anglerfish. I'm Will. You don't get to tell what Will, what feel. Okay, I cannot. Have you never played this game before?
No, I haven't.
Right, well, they're almost done.
I mean, I...
They just looked over at us. I think they can hear us. We gotta start over for the rest of their messaging. Okay, no. Okay, well, you try to be Will, and I'll be Will then. Fish, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. So just watch them. Look at their faces. Look at Will's face, and I'll say what you think Will's probably saying to the anglerfish.
Anglerfish, am I ever going to find my sister?
Oh. I don't know, man. I bet maybe you could eventually, but it depends on, like, slivers and stuff, you know? All right, now how would Will react to that?
Don't tell me about fucking slivers. Where is my sister?
All right, I mean, your sister is just who your sister is, you know?
You gotta believe.
Isn't this fun, Bathwack? It's like, because, like, we've got certain opinions about
them. I'm out of here. I quit this game.
Yeah, that's so Will. Okay. You could do that if you want, but then the world might be destroyed. But, you know, whatever you want to do, man. Right. Right, Bathwack? Oh, that was great.
Well, then we heard, what?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, did they hear us? We're way over here.
Are they done? Are they done talking about...
Well, let's watch. Shh. Hide behind this scalp with me.
I think his mustache looks different now.
All right, we're going to mute ourselves, but you guys have to keep up this game.
So we are actually watching you guys now and doing it.
And I'm not going to listen because I can't talk and do that.
All right. Okay.
All right. Have fun.
Okay. So,
oh my God.
All right. Good luck editing this.
Yeah, I gotta unplug this though because otherwise it'll come through the microphone. Okay. All right. So you said part the magic came from your dad, dude. And I said, what?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
No.
Yeah.
No! How? What are you talking about?
Like, it's like your blood from your dad. Like, it's
great.
Your ancestral, like, heritage or whatever.
No!
Yeah.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
There's, like, ancient magics in your dad's family. And you got it.
Will takes a deep breath.
It's a good idea. It's big fucking news, man. You might have suspected, though, right?
No. I didn't.
Oh.
I don't think that guy gave me anything. Ever.
Right.
Anything positive. You know what? I hate this news.
I'm sorry,
you're not helping me at all. Nothing you say is good.
Do you want to forget it or something? Like... I don't want you to be sad, man.
What are you talking about? Do I want to forget it? I don't ever want to forget any information. I need to have all the information so that I can fucking stress out about it.
Don't be stressed.
Can you tell the future? When will I be home? Will I survive this? Will I go back to Tivoli? What the fuck?
No, I can't tell the future, man.
Great.
Do you want to be less stressed?
No, then I won't accomplish anything.
I don't believe that, man. You've already accomplished so much. You're going to keep doing it. You just killed a fucking thing. It's sliver, whatever.
What? I don't want to keep everyone waiting because Abby especially didn't really get to play very much. So
I'll keep being the anglerfish. Or do you want to? Yeah. Okay, now you be the anglerfish now that you've seen us do it. Me.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I'll be Will. So here's what I don't understand.
Hey, man, it's okay. You don't need to understand.
Hey, man, me. I'm a serious guy who just misses my real life.
And I love that about you, man.
Well, thank you. I didn't mean to say thank you. No. No. I refuse to be thankful to you. You're so unhelpful.
I mean, man, that's okay. It's okay. But you gotta have a little faith that I can, like, spruce up that mustache of yours,
faith.
Man.
Faith.
I'm gonna spruce it up.
Look.
Like a spruce tree.
No, no, I don't want spruce. I want oak. If anything,
all
oak.
All right, man, it's yours. Just and then I'm gonna I don't know if to use this voice. I'm gonna open my mouth like the anglerfish, and stick out my tongue. Right, that's what he would do. Right, that's what the anglerfish would do.
Yeah,
and then there's like a mustache on it. Right.
Okay.
A new oak mustache.
All right. Again, I just want to point out. Do you have more you want to say about this moment?
You're right. We need to practice more.
Yeah, I mean, like, for the last, like, minute, you've just been staring at me, painting an image in your head. And what the point of the game is that we watch them and watch exactly when they're talking. And then, so when Will's talking, I talk. And then when the anglerfish talks, you talk.
All right. Wait, I'm the anglerfish. Man, I'm talking right now. And I'm looking at you, and I'm talking.
Well, now I'm talking as Will. And this is so weird to...
Well, I had an awful lot to say there that I didn't say.
Yeah, well, now I've got an awful lot of... This is the dumbest... I've never... You know, I don't
Sorry,
know.
Man.
I mean, for your first time playing podcast, you know, it's fine, but we definitely have to do this again some other time when, you know, I don't know. That was weird. You were weird.
Maybe the next time Will meets a god, we'll try again.
Yeah, let's do it four more times. All right.
You guys can see that Will is seeming more and more and more upset, and you're worried. Or whatever.
I'm really worried that I had trouble playing this game with Roscoe. Yeah.
Well, let's stop playing the game. Will looks really upset right now.
Will, did the anglerfish help you?
What? No! This thing can't help anyone!
I'm sorry, guys.
All it is full of bad news! Bad news and jobs that we won't get paid for!
You want money?
Well, speaking of which, I mean, did somebody sent you guys on this, like, mission, right? Where do we get paid for saving the anglerfish?
We don't get paid. That's the whole problem.
Oh.
But, like, do you guys need money?
Let me check my character sheet.
I mean, money doesn't hurt.
I don't think Will needs some... Oh.
I don't need it usually, but, you know, these guys. And also, you can make money? What?
Sure, man.
You just That's make easy. Money?
Yeah.
Okay, well, suddenly you seem a lot more useful.
Yeah, wait a second.
I told you to ask, man. Like, I didn't know what you want.
All right, I'll take 3,000 gold.
Can you carry that, man? How about, like, 300 platinum?
Well, here's my idea here, see? I think we could use Will's invisible ankle as like a pocket dimension. We could store anything in there and it would just be warped and disappeared, but still there whenever we want to reach in and take it. Is that accurate, Mr. Anglerfish?
No.
Okay. Well, then I'll take 700 gold.
All right. Here you go, man. And he reaches out with his fin, and it's like he pulls it from your ear, and then there's just a pile of gold on his fin.
All right. Oh, my God.
Well, Roscoe's going to spend the rest of his session just gathering up gold off of the seabed or riverbed, whatever it is.
No, he's holding it on the fin for you.
Is it in a bag or anything?
No.
Well, no, but Roscoe will put all 700 of this gold into
his own ankle.
Simple, and he's gonna just tear off a chunk of flesh off his ankle.
Just start putting it in there.
He's putting it into a simple coin purse with an eye drawn onto the bottom.
Mm.
But if anybody looks closely at it, let me know, and I'll tell you what you see. But he's putting all 700 of these golds in his
I'm looking closely at it.
Oh, you are you?
Yeah, we were just playing a game.
Well, it's very strange. No matter how much gold Roscoe puts into this coin purse, it doesn't actually get like fuller. It looks empty.
Nice.
Oh, like the coin falls in, but I don't see the weight of it.
That's really cool.
The bag doesn't change shape.
Yeah. Which, now that I think about it, is that like a pocket dimension? We have to talk about the specifics of this smuggler's purse, Eric. Mm. Because, and what's funny is Roscoe knows he has this. Well, does he know that it... Maybe he just thinks that all of his money keeps falling through this modest pocket, but I don't have any other points. I gotta put it in this one.
Has Roscoe ever tried to take money out of it?
Right. Let's say that Roscoe's not a total idiot. He knows he's got this smuggler's purse. But I don't. Yeah, the mechanics of
maybe
it.
Maybe he's
I don't
never
know.
Had enough to notice.
Like this is an experiment. He's like, oh, I've never had this much gold before. That's. And he's putting it in. Does it get heavier?
No.
The bag? The bag does not get heavier?
Mm-mm.
Hey, anglerfish! I've got good news. I can carry as much gold as I fucking want.
All right. Cool. How much do you want, man?
The remaining 2,300 of what I initially requested.
Okay.
Requested?
Do you want it in gold, or should I give it to you in platinum?
How many golds are in a platinum again?
10.
10 golds and 1 platinum. 2,300. So you'd be giving me what?
230
platinums?
Yeah.
30.
Sure.
Okay.
Wait. How much energy does this take out of you? I haven't gotten a gift yet.
You
give me
some
something. Are you going to be all drained? And Rafina gets nothing, but we don't hear that. Poor Rafina, what the fuck?
As he's like pouring this river of platinum into the bag, he's just now just funneling it directly along his fin into your purse. Like, what do you want, man?
Is this taking energy from you?
Yeah, but like, I'll be all right.
All right. Well, then shower me with all kinds of powers so that I can kill all the gods I ever want to.
Oh, like a power?
I don't know. Just
I'll give you like a power, probably. What do you want? Like a kill power kind of thing? Or like a... I don't know if that's like your jam, is it?
No. Will refuses to be useful in combat.
Yes.
Do you like want to be like able to like cast like a fireball or like change your appearance at will?
I already can do that.
I know.
Oh. You know everything, huh?
No. Clearly not, based on this 2-hour conversation.
Oh my god.
You want me to just surprise you?
I'm having to breathe so much water standing here.
Yeah, me too.
And bathwax sweat.
Yeah, exactly. He's super so sweaty.
I'm cooling down now.
No, this is all terrible. What would Rafina want, Bathwack?
Maybe she already got what she wants.
Oh,
Bear Toggle.
That's real convenient. Then you don't have to waste any of the fish's powers on her. Just use it for yourself.
What,
huh?
Is this Mother's Day?
Hey, Will, try the platinum. It feels great.
He's just rubbing platinum on his face.
Uh-huh.
Look, he's like bathing in it.
I want to make sure Ricardo Ulysses can never steal from me again.
Oh, all right. All right, cool. Here, I'm going to shine some light on you, all right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. And his orb thingy glows like this bright lime green. And a beam from it is cast and it perfectly outlines Will. Doesn't make that sound, though. It's silent. All right, good. No one can ever steal from you.
No one?
Well, I mean, they can, but you'll know.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, man. We good?
No.
Oh.
I still don't like what you said before. Man.
Just, I'm sorry, dude. You asked.
I don't like it.
I know, man.
And
that means I don't like it.
Hmm. Well, thanks.
You and me were simpatico.
Well, this was a fun time, a fun little adventure down to the underwaters of Bear Toggle.
Hey, I have one more request.
Okay.
Can you make a terrarium?
Oh, look, Bathwack. He's trying to get a present for Rafina.
I Eldritch Blast where Roscoe is standing.
Ah! I dodge it. I want to dodge it. Can I do a dexterity save?
Are you actually trying to hit him?
I'm trying to make him dance like cowboy times.
Okay. Roll an attack.
I'm going to hit him or something. Oh, no.
No, I'm close enough to Roscoe.
Ooh, yeah.
That I'm going to intercept it with my shield.
Oh, badass.
Ooh.
Of course, that means I'm going to get hit, but that's fine.
It's a terrible roll, isn't it?
It's with a bonus of 15.
Oh, okay. It's not terrible.
Bathwax steps in front of it with his shield, and that probably doesn't hit you.
A 15?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it doesn't. Plus, you get plus two to... Yeah, it's 22.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it just glances off of the shield, or maybe is absorbed into it. I don't know.
No. Bathwax. It's okay. I know an... A dance Eldritch Blast when I see one. If Will wants me to dance, I'll fucking dance.
And Roscoe proceeds to do. Yeah. He's doing ballet moves to this music.
Oh my god.
He's doing little pirouettes and all kinds of things.
Very graceful.
It's amazing.
Oh,
I'm glad. Well, I was about to make an Eldritch Blast turning the Grungay joke, but
oh man,
no, classic. No.
So like a terrarium, like with like animals in it and stuff.
No, well, it's a terrarium for somebody who just carries a whole bunch of weird shit in it. I don't think it really is hospitable for any life forms.
Do you want it to be?
I don't know. I look at Bathwack like I don't know what the answer to that question, I guess.
Because like, I don't know if I can like create a whole like pocket dimension or whatever.
I'm not asking for a pocket. I don't even know what that is.
Are you just looking for like a glass case that you could like put stuff in?
I mean,
that may or may not be alive.
I guess I got to roll to see what Will thinks.
Like, you wanted me to make a fish tank. That's kind of like insensitive, man.
No,
okay. It's a terrarium.
It was a joke, dude.
Terrarium. It's a bad joke because it's not even a fish tank. It's a terrarium.
We're friends. Jokes, walking whatever.
Things. We're friends?
Yeah, man.
Just make a goddamn really cool terrarium, okay?
All right, cool.
It could, if you can make it hold a lot of stuff, that's great.
All right, I'll do what I can.
But also make it so I can get it out of this lake.
Yeah, it'll take it's gonna rise
on a clamshell out of
the I'll send it up after you guys.
It is gonna rise on a clamshell. Yes!
It's like when they offer to send something straight to your hotel room so you don't have to carry it around the amusement park.
So now what?
Oh.
Well, before we go, could we also get like healed 100%, maybe like level up?
I was thinking too, actually.
Yeah, like here, I'll give you guys all your fucking, like, if there were like a number that could like represent how good you feel, like top that shit off. Like, here's some more light for y'all. And his orb glows that red orange from before when you guys got healed a little bit, but it's a lot brighter and a lot longer. Nice. You all have full hit points.
Oh, yay.
Does Rafina suddenly feel better on her side of things?
No.
Aww.
Wah.
Yeah.
That's all right.
That's lame. But true.
Oh, fish.
And I don't know what you mean by, like, level up. Like, that sounds something metaphysical, man. I mean, like, if you feel like you've accomplished something in your life with what you've just done, like, that probably means, like, yeah, you've achieved another, like, step along the road towards your, you know, own true personal enlightenment, man.
I mean, I don't know. I happen to have confirmation now from a demigod that I am from another... I think. Is that accurate?
I don't know. Like I said a couple times, I don't know about that word God, man. Oh, whatever.
But whatever it is.
Sure, me.
You've given me confirmation that I'm from another plane of reality, that I'm in fact much older than I am, which is impressive because I feel very old. And that someone or something is trying to keep me from accessing my past. Yeah. If that's not a level up, I don't know what is.
Yeah, it totally sounds like it would be, man. Absolutely.
Also, like, is there a way I could increase my armor class?
Yeah, like, you could probably buy some fucking dope armor with a ton of platinum, man.
Good point. I'll do that.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, like, maybe we'll see each other. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe some of you would want to, maybe some of you wouldn't. Like I said, I'm probably going to swim around for like a couple years. Like, it feels good to be able to move.
Can I send him one more message?
Yeah.
One more message. Why is Eldon Zolbardia?
It must be because, like, in some way, somehow, you believe that one is the other in some way.
But what does that mean?
I don't know what it means, man. That's for you to answer.
Fuck. Can you tell me whether my family is alive?
Like, who?
Well, the people that were alive before.
Yeah.
But they're different now. They're not in Tivoli. Tivoli doesn't exist.
I mean, like, Tivoli, your Tivoli is not there. But it also is there. So, like, it's hard to say, man.
I hate all this news. This is all terrible.
It's bad, man.
I don't have any.
Like,
and
I will say it to you, like, because I think you can handle it. Like, this shit is fucking fucked, man. Like, I mean, I believe in you guys to be able to, like, fucking do something about it. But if you don't fucking fix what's going on, like, your family is, like, I mean, yeah, they're fucked, but you're fucked. Like, this world is fucked. It's probably going to be nothing, or it'll be something like a hell worse than you can fucking imagine. Whatever this fucking thing is, it's bad, man.
And you don't even know what it is.
No. It's bigger than me, dude.
Who would know? Who can I go to for more information? What god can
I
go to?
You'll probably have to go to it, man. And you guys might have to.
To the bad thing?
Yeah.
We have to go back to Barovia?
No. Not Barovia, man. That's fucking old news. That's done. The bad thing in wherever it is.
And you don't know where it is.
It's, as far as I can tell, unknowable.
All right. Where's that terrarium?
It's coming. Don't worry. Love you, man.
I think that's weird.
I know.
Oh, hey, look, they're doing it again, Batwack. Here's our last chance to get this game right.
So why, Anglerfish, why?
Oh, you're asking why now? That's the one question that I've been waiting to hear this whole time. The answer to the question of why is that whyness is its own response.
What?
The answer to the question why.
No. Okay, maybe yes, but
look, you know, you can either accept it or not. Well, it's the answer.
I don't know. It's all very confusing, but I'm still unhappy.
Well, yeah, you are what you are.
This is the stupidest thing ever. And they're going to have to, like, play the, if they even include this in the podcast, they're going to include this, like, after the actual conversation.
Yeah. And but it's sort of fun that right now they don't know what we're saying.
Oh, yeah, it is fun.
I don't think. Eric.
You know.
Eric.
No, you know what? I keep thinking about having angles instead of ankles.
No. Well,
what, you don't think I'd look good with ankles?
I think you should go all out. I mean, like, you should get the ankles and the feet.
You think I could, like, become like a bipedal person?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean a bipedal anglerfish.
So what, like the head of an anglerfish and the body of a body?
Yeah.
Well, that's
with a tail. You keep your tail.
That's okay. Well, this is getting grotesque.
It's cool. But I look kind of like a good looking T-Rex.
I kind of like it.
I feel like we're talking for a really long time, Anglerfish.
Yeah, I feel like that too. I feel like I expected the denouement of this battle to go by a lot faster than it actually is.
I thought we would be back in Bear Toggle.
Do you guys spend this much time talking to everybody?
Pretty much.
Surely you learned their names.
All right.
Will and I were having, like, a private chat again, guys. Sorry, it's kind of rude.
Will always has private chats.
Yeah, that's all right. We get it. And we weren't doing anything disrespectful or private over here.
All right. Okay, like, I feel bad that your friends up there, they've had to, like, be up there for... what, like, almost, like, 3 hours now, or a little less, without, like, really having much to do?
Oh.
They probably feel left out.
Well,
also, we don't know how time flows up there. Maybe Rafina has...
right.
...great-grandchildren.
She might. I don't know.
Does she?
I don't know.
This isn't, like, an interstellar thing.
No, it's not, like, an interstellar thing.
Oh, quite. Well...
Speaking of Matthew McConaughey.
Yes, yep, indeed. Yep. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm ready to go up when you guys are. And if you want to just, like, pull me up so I don't have to exert any effort, that would be great. Bad luck.
It just goes limp. with one hand.
Fatboy swims like a snake the whole way, carrying Roscoe with his foot claws.
Hey, Will, you should try it. It's fun. Just pretend you're dead.
No, I'm only using the hand that didn't touch the anglerfish to carry Roscoe. Oh. I don't have an extra hand for Will. Sorry.
That's fine. I don't need to hold your hand.
All right. Well, bye, anglerfish. It was good to meet you and good knowing you.
Yeah, man. Good luck, dudes. If I can help you sometime, I will.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. All right, bye.
Yeah, fuck.
Hey, Will, as we swim up to the surface, tell us, what did the anglerfish say to you?
Maybe you guys should wait until we're feet is there and talk about it all together.
Yeah, thanks, fish.
Eric, such an economical DM.
I just feel bad for Abby.
I know, me too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's so true.
I'm here.
What is Abby? What has Rafina been doing that whole time?
She found a bathroom.
Rafina's been acting out, despite not seeing the rest of us, she's been acting out conversations between all of us.
Yeah.
With Mo. Yeah. Rafina's like, Mo, you have to be
the fish.
Roscoe.
You have to be the fish that you haven't met him.
Exactly. Yep. That's true.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
And then she goes off in the woods and takes a big shit. You guys weren't pooping down there in the lake. That'd be too weird. I guess that's me speaking for you guys. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I mean, it's
we were pooping the whole time.
Was Will breathing bathwack sweat and bathwack poop?
No!
Wait, and you forgot the poop room, right?
But I did.
That's right.
I was never in a poop room. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
That's funny.
So you guys swim up and you break the surface of the water and find yourself in that river situation that I was describing. And there's a boat right there. And on the boat, you can see Rafina and Mo having a conversation.
And you can see that I've freed Halula and that she's walking away and you're very unhappy.
Oh, she's long gone.
Okay, good. Okay.
Don't worry.
She's just not even there. Oh, goodness. Okay.
And we'll find out what happens next time on.
No.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I don't want to do that to Abby, but also it is 11:56.
Okay. I was participating, guys.
I do want to see the conversation between Abby and Mo acting out different characters. I want to hear it.
Okay, so Mo. Okay, you're going to be the anglerfish. And he was kind of like this.
Okay.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm an anglerfish. And you don't haven't met Roscoe. And he says, sweet and late. And you know the other guys. Okay, so here we go.
Yeah.
Here's what's probably happening right now. Will is saying, I hate everything. I hate everything. Get me home. And Backpack's saying,
you're not there.
And Bathquack saying, Rafina, where's your house? In the middle of a battle. Mm-hmm. And
yes.
And Roscoe is saying, oh, you won't believe what he said about a fairy queen. Oh, okay. It's your turn to be the anglerfish, and then I'll be Roscoe. Go.
Oh, okay. I'm good, and I am cool, and I know how to, like, make good things happen.
Oh.
And someday I will meet Mo.
That's heartbreaking.
Oh, my God. Oh.
How did I do?
That was amazing, Mo.
Is that game?
What?
Did I win?
You won, and I give him a big hug.
Well, what does Roscoe say?
Oh, and then Roscoe. Oh, yeah, but I didn't tell you what Roscoe said. He said, mustard and sex with a fairy queen.
Mustard and sex with a fairy
queen. Mustard?
Must tweet?
What the fuck?
Well,
that was fun, Roscoe. I mean, wait, that's not Roscoe. That was fun, Mo. High five.
I thought that was Roscoe for a second.
Oh, Mo, I love him.
Oh, look. Rafina, look. And there you see three heads pop out of the river.
Holy crap.
And actually, and Bathwack and Roscoe are playing the same game, looking at you guys in the distance. And we're just stuck in a loop of eternal recurrence of people acting out what other people are saying.
The end.
Woohoo! We did it.
That was fun.
Oh my gosh.
Abby, you're a trooper.
Oh, I
you got some cutaways, and that end part was the best part of the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
And the rest of it was shit. You weren't there, shit. You wouldn't know, but it was bad, Abby.
You weren't there.
And we are actually leveling up?
Yeah.
Really?
You can do that for next time.
Except for Abby.
No, Abby, you are too. You killed a dragon.
Yeah, because of the combat.
You killed a dragon and a sliver.
Nice.
A sliver.
And I don't care about like level ups happening on long rest. You guys can be leveled up. You leveled up when you broke the surface of the river.
Oh, nice. That?
Level up.
Nice.
Here was the lyric I had for and though he ripped his pants, he fucked a fairy queen.
So you had actually done some work on
I couldn't think of the whole thing there, but yeah.
Oh yeah, Roscoe's butt still exposed.
Yes, yep. It is. He's still got the butt flap.
Does nobody have mending?
Oh, they
I do.
You could have asked the angler for some new pants.
Yeah, what's
but no,
what?
You had to have 3,000 platinum.
Now you can buy whatever pants you want.
Yes, uh-huh.
He's gonna buy some plus one pants to up his armor class.
Nice, plus one pants. It comes with a person.
No,
plus
there's just three legs.
Riches of unyielding.
What, it just has one leg?
No, it has three legs. No. Plus one pants.
Plus one pants.
Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.